Week 5, Video 3, The Power of Prayer. As we've been discussing in these videos on faith and marriage, there are a lot of different components to your spiritual intimacy. And one of those that Tony and I believe wholeheartedly in is the power of prayer. We've seen prayers answered in our own marriage. We've seen prayers poured over our marriage and the impact that those prayers have had. And for those of you that believe in God, you know that more than anything else, He desires to have a relationship with you. And one way that you build a relationship with on here on earth with the people that you're in relationship with, and specifically with your spouse, is to talk with them, to listen to them. And the same thing happens when you're building a relationship with God. It's all about talking and listening. It's just having a conversation with God. There's no, you know, fairy dust or magic wands or anything like that. It's simply a conversation with your Creator. And, you know, one of the things about prayer is that a lot of times when we're dealing with humans, we're afraid to say those things that are truly on our heart. We're afraid to take out our anger. We're afraid to take out our disappointment. We're afraid to take out our sadness. And I want you to know that God can take all of that. God is your heavenly Father. He wants to be in relationship with you, and He can take all of your emotions, and it will not make Him love you any less. And one thing that I want to share with you on prayer is that when you do pray, pray boldly, pray confidently, pray God's promises over your marriage. Take time to really know through reading the Bible, but to not only know, but to really internalize and believe God's word in your life. One of the things that we've done in this handout, and part of the reason why it was so long, is that we wanted to provide you with various scripture verses on many different areas of your marriage. So the first area that you'll see some verses on is obviously on marriage. You know, what does God say about marriage? What does God say for husbands and for wives and for the unity that the two of you have? What does God say on forgiveness? This is a big one when it comes to faith. You know, how do you handle forgiveness? There's the verse that says, you know, how many times am I to forgive my brother? 7 times? And Jesus says, no, 70 times 7. And some of you listening to this right now are like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of time to forgive. A lot of times to forgive. And the truth is that that's scriptural. Forgiveness, as we're going to discuss in another video, is really about a change of heart, but you have to pray for that change of heart. We share verses on money and prosperity. Your finances and your financial intimacy is something that God very much wants to be intimately involved in. On perseverance. You know, this thing called marriage is not a sprint. It's not done in a day. It's done over 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And yet, making it through those low seasons, making it through those tough times, most definitely requires prayer. It requires knowing what this race called marriage is all about and keeping your eyes on the prize, going towards this idea and this concept and this relationship that you are daily, daily building. The next section of verses is on love. You know, many of you may have even seen this first one or heard it at a wedding, perhaps even your own. It's 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there are knowledge, it will pass away. Now, what I want you to do, the reason I specifically brought this verse in, is that I want you, at the end of this video, because you have your handouts, I want you to rewrite that with your name. Specifically, love is patient. So in that case, I would say, Alisa is patient. Alisa is kind. Alisa does not envy. Alisa does not boast. Alisa is not proud. Alisa is not rude. Alisa is not self-seeking. Alisa is not easily angered. Alisa keeps no record of wrongs. Alisa does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Alisa always protects. Alisa always trusts. Alisa always hopes. Alisa always perseveres. Or even further personalize that and say, I am patient, I am kind, I do not envy, I do not boast, I am not proud. I am not rude. I am not self-seeking. I am not easily angered. I keep no record of wrongs, and so on. The reason I bring up that specific verse is that it is so applicable to the power of prayer in your life. It is so applicable to how you can personalize the Word of God and bring that into and take on those characteristics that we see poured out time and time again in the Bible. And by personalizing this particular scripture verse and making it into the prayer of your heart, you will see transformation as you take on those characteristics. Now, on page 6, we get into a few of the questions here, and there aren't many because I really want you to take the time to look at these verses and embrace them this week. But the first question today, what are you praying over your marriage? What are the words of life that you are speaking over the relationship that you have with your husband or wife? Question number 2, what are you believing that God will answer? There are some deep desires in your heart for the transformation in your marriage. What are you believing in God to answer for you? Question number 3, what have you struggled to take to God? Those things that you've been holding back, what has kept you from praying those prayers? What has kept you? Are you concerned that God's not going to answer your prayer? Have you been disappointed in the past? Have you been wondering if you're even worthy enough? You need to identify what's been holding you back, and then you need to go to God's Word and find those verses that are the antidote to the lies that you've been telling yourself, that because you are worthy, because God will answer your prayers, because God does care, and you need to know that. Question number 4, what has held you back from taking all of your relationship challenges to God? You know, in faith, it's really common, and Tony and I have done it ourselves, where we'll give God certain parts of our life. Like, God, we'll give you our finances, but not our marriage. Or God, we'll give you our kids, but not our sexual intimacy. All of these different things. And yet, every time we give God a piece of our marriage, He shows up and He delivers and blesses us in abundance. So I'm curious in this question, what has held you back from taking all of your relationship challenges to God? And then finally, on the last page of the worksheets, there's a prayer that I'm actually going to read to you. This is from Tony and I, and this is what we pray over you and your marriage. Jesus, we pray for the couple reading this right now. We declare freedom from the bondage that has kept them from having the extraordinary marriage that they desire. Those things that have kept them looking backward no longer need to be a factor in their marriage. You provide freedom from all that has held them back. We declare healing and restoration in the areas that have been broken. No longer do they need to live in pain, but rather in the promises of your word. Father God, we declare unity for this couple, not just in one or two areas of their marriage, but in all areas of their marriage. Let them see that when two truly become one, there is nothing that they cannot accomplish. Give them the ability to love each other in the way that they need to be, in the way that they need to, choosing to be servant lovers to one another. We pray for open hearts and open minds, that walls be broken down so that their marriage can become fresh again. We declare that a spirit of love, a spirit of patience, and a spirit of forgiveness fall upon this couple, giving them the capacity to love in a new way, to see each other with fresh eyes. Father God, your word tells us that in you, all things are possible. We are believing for miracles today and every day in this marriage. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen. We will see you on the next video.